Hi everyone, welcome or welcome back to the Wellness and Selfcare podcast. I am the host Angelica and I want to ask you, how was your week? Did you listen to the last episode of Confidence? I really liked that one. But today's episode is gonna be awesome. So stay and enjoy! Okay, so let's start, and if you want, you can take note of all that I'll say, okay? So, do you feel like sometimes some emotion and you don't know how to manage it? Well, it's because maybe you don't have a clear emotional intelligence. But don't worry, that happens to everyone. And that's why I have you some tips. Okay, as I said, and maybe you guessed, today's episode is going to be about emotional intelligence. But first, what is emotional intelligence, or like, what is being an emotional intelligent person? Well, is when you recognize your emotions and your heart and mind are synchronized. And when that happens, you give yourself a moment to let the emotion be. Okay, so there are four emotions, the basic ones: sadness, happiness, anger, and fear. And like the other ones that you feel, they are like derived from this. So, how to recognize your feelings and how to recognize your emotional intelligence? Well, there are three important tips that you need to know. So first, you need reception. You need to know where's your emotion from, even if that emotion just came, or like came from a determined moment, from the past or the present, or maybe the emotion just came, you just need to recognize it. Then you need to have comprehension. In this time, you are going to let the emotion be, and you can express it in all the ways that you want, like so excited or crying or like whatever, just express it. But then comes the regulation of the emotion. Because like you already gave the emotion like a time to be that emotion, and then you need to auto-regulate. So then when you finish those three steps and you actually think that you were like conscious of all of these, you will actually have a bit more of your emotional intelligence. It's also important to say that knowing yourself better in like your emotional part makes you a person with a good mental health, because like recognizing your emotions is good for your mind, because sometimes you don't express them, so it's so bad for your brain. Okay, now these are the real tips that I'm going to say, so pay attention and let's learn how to be an intelligent emotional person. Okay, first, try identifying your emotions. As I said, you need to know of which moments your emotions or feelings are from. And then try to heal that moment if it's sad, and remember it if it's happy. And live like that moment in the past and live the present. And in the end, you need to know like your behavior. Okay, why this like behavior? Well, because sometimes you exaggerate or overreact for small things that hurt you or like made you super excited that you were like so happy. Okay, whatever. So like when you try to control your behavior, your mind will know that shouldn't exaggerate and just feel the emotion in the moment. That's good. And then continue living. Also, you need to assume with responsibility your emotions and don't feel bad about them. So don't keep your emotions for yourself, because it's really important to express them. It's really, really good, and like you need to say and like feel that emotion, and that's awesome, because it's not good to keep it in your mind and in your heart. It's like better to express it in the moment. Four, be proactive and productive. These two are completely different. So proactive is when you are anticipated of the problems and things that could happen, and also search like a new way and a good way to solve that, and be and give the best version of yourself. And being productive means don't get stuck in your feelings and like just be like productive in the things that you need to do and like keep going with your life. Also, try new positive affirmations and like saying that like every day, even to yourself, to the universe. Well, a lot of things like positive will come to you, including like things or moments or even emotions, like positive emotions. So think positive. Let's talk about this emotion that is like not an emotion, but it's something that like happens when you're having like bad feelings, especially like fear. It's called anxiety, and like this is kind of the same as stress, and like so many people deal with it, or like so many others don't know what to do when they're stressed, and they just keep it, but that's not good. So like how to deal with it? Well, I got you like these last tips, and like how to deal especially with like negative emotions is having a good sleep, and like better to have like a schedule of sleeping, so every day you will sleep at the same hour, and like you will sleep the same amount of hours that your body and your mind needs. Also, exercise, as I said, this relies on some good chemicals, like for becoming that bad emotion into a good feeling. And a part of like exercising just your body, also try to exercise your mind, like doing new things, learning new things, doing some, I don't know, math test, like something that keeps your mind moving as well. Okay, and like one of the best tips ever that is like so good for like whatever you're feeling and dealing with is talk to someone. This one is really important, because like talking to someone is like the best way to express your feelings, and like they will understand what you're going through, and they will help you a lot. You can talk to like a friend, to your parents, to your best friend, your cousin, or like to yourself. You can talk to yourself in the mirror or while meditating, or to the universe. You can ask. Anyway, it's just expressing that emotion, and like don't get it in your mind. Try to release that, to become that, into a good feeling when you already said when you were suffering, and that you will feel a lot better. So it's like 100% recommended. Okay, it's the end of this episode, but I'm going to say today's quote. So, no matter the situation, never let your emotions overpower your intelligence. Okay, it's the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining. I hope you like this because it was about emotional intelligence, which is a topic that really needs to be talked. Because sometimes people think that your emotion doesn't matter when they do matter, and it's like necessary to be talked because you need to know yourself better. So it's like part of taking care of yourself, like self-love, and it's part of mental health care. So yes, and thank you so much. Don't forget to follow on IG Self and Well Podcast and subscribe. And for the end of this episode, I have this little part of this song that I love. It's like a reminder to you that you're so golden. So yes, bye and listen it.